this interview with Dundalk first team coach Finney Peart. Finney, in terms of who he's playing and what was at stake, is that probably the finest you've seen since Stephen's come in?
Yeah, I was thinking about that a couple of minutes ago. Yeah, I think it was right up there. Obviously, we'd be St. Pat's 4-1 away. But in terms of chances created, I think we created more chances than we did against Drogheda the other night. Gary Rogers was outstanding. But I just think that was close to the complete performance. You know, Peter Cherry had two catches to make in the first half on crosses. And I think he had a punch in the second half when the game was over. So defensively, I thought we were really good, and he gave us a platform. And we have a lot of players who are stepping up to the plate recently, and it's a great performance.
Just continued where he's left off from Tuesday night. There was none of this waiting until the second half tonight. It was from the first whistle, just got at them and blew them away.
Yeah, I think it was a little bit disappointing, and you had to keep the lads' morale up at halftime nearly, because we were only 1-0 up. We should have had the game wrapped up within the first 25 minutes. But look. It was a complete performance. As I said, we probably scored one or two of the more difficult chances.
Yeah.
But you know, I think Daryl Curtis, Darren Meenan and Pat Holborn were a big threat all night tonight. And as I said, I think the platform was the back four though. You know,
you say the lads you mentioned there going forward, the goals are coming from everywhere now at this stage. Even David McMillan on the bench, anybody's liable to pop up at one.
Yeah, well, and that's the thing. The secret is, we've one of the best defenders in the country on the bench in Mark Rossiter. We've David McMillan, who's, you know, his goals per time on the pitch is huge, you know. And look, it's great to see the goals coming from everywhere. It was Andy Boyle the other night, and it was Sean Gannon, and he was unlucky not to score tonight. So look, Darren Meenan is adding goals to his game. It was one of the things that he was missing. We felt, and he's added that. So it's been a good week. We had a tough week ahead of us away to Limerick, home to Drogheda in the Derby, and home to Sligo. So we've picked up 9 points.
And it's a surprising thing, this day and age, the same team that's played the three games in the space of a week. It's very rare you'd see that.
Yeah, but when you take say Daryl Horgan or Darren Meehan, and Pat Hoban, they're, you know, it's generally when teams make changes, it's forwards that are changed. But how can you leave Darren Meehan on the bench at the moment, or Daryl Horgan? They're absolutely outstanding. How can you leave Chris Shields or Sean Gannon out of the team? You can't. And look, you know, it is what it is. You play players when you think they're fit enough. If there's any risk of an injury, you know, we'll take them out, or we'll take them off early on, and all that stuff. But look, you know, we're prepared properly, we're ready, the lads are fit enough to play three games in a week. We've had to do a couple of times this year, and we'll have to do it again.
It's a tough schedule coming up, but the way things are going, everybody just can't wait now for the next Tuesday night in the Brandywell.
Yeah, we've got to, I mean, that's it. That's what we've done is just prepared for every game. We focus on the next game. You know, we'll have a meeting in the next hour about the team. We'll pick the team, we'll prepare their weekend and how we're going to plan everything, and who's going to be on the pitch, who's taking corners, all that stuff will go through. And you just have to go one game at a time. You know, you get the same 3 points for beating Sligo as you do 3-0 as 1-0. You get into the next round of cup by being in the next round of cup, and we just take it game by game.
Still at the same time, Vinny, it's just unbelievable to watch. It must be a joy to sort of work with these lads.
It is, yeah. It's something that makes you proud and all that. But look, we haven't achieved anything yet. It's part of a building process, you know. We have our own goals, and we all have certain targets within ourselves. And you know, it's just game by game, and that everything else looks after itself. But certainly at the moment, we're, you know, that was one of the best performances I've seen in the League of Ireland in 6-7 years, you know, back to maybe the Shelbourne days or Bohemians days when they were top notch. So, but as I said, you only get 3 points for it, and you know, it's onwards and upwards.
Brilliant. Thanks, mate. Right, thanks, Vinny.